owner. You make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else has gotten back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
2024 seems like it's off in the distance, but it's really right around the corner when it comes to elections. And in fact, the Nevada statewide election dates, it begins with the presidential preference primary on February the 6th of 2024, so just after the first of the year. The primary, and this is what everybody's shooting for right now, the primary is June 11th of 2024, and then the election day is November 5th. Now, simply put, this is a must-win election for Republicans. We are in a position where we need to win. We desperately need to win. One of the presidential wannabes, you haven't heard of him, he's Will Hurd, a former Texas congressman. He was on yesterday with Neil Cavuto. I don't know if you caught this, but basically he said, which I find hard to believe because it was not a positive factor for Republicans in our state, maybe nationwide, but he contends that abortion could be a winning issue for the GOP in 2024. I don't happen to agree with him, but I'll let you hear his logic. See if this makes sense. This is Cut One. Will Hurd, the former congressman from Texas.
Well, I've said that if Congress put a 15-week ban on my desk, I would sign that. I also think that the Dobbs decision was the right decision, and states should be making their own decisions. I also think that the GOP should be talking about maternal health, neonatal health, to make sure that women that are having these kids have the support and the help that they need. It's unfortunate that, especially with Black women having children are dying at a rate that's equivalent in some developing countries. That's not acceptable, and this is an issue that we could win and help us in November.
Do you think the 6-week policy that the governor in Iowa is pushing is so restrictive it's going to turn off some folks?
Look, I think Kim Reynolds knows what she's doing and is reflective of the needs of her state. I think, though, this is going to be something that is going to be a campaign fodder in November that Democrats are going to be using against Republicans.
The reason why I mentioned it, Congressman, in 2015 and 2017, you had supported bills to ban abortion, I believe. after 20 weeks. Obviously, this is 6 weeks. But you know what I was getting at in the, some of the prior questioning here, that,
sure,
that could this be an issue that hurts Republicans, depending on your point of view, of course, to your point, in the 24 election? Could it have the same effect some felt that it had on the limited gains Republicans had in the midterms?
Look, we know that this issue was an issue in the 2022 election, at a time that, you know, we thought there was going to be a red wave, and people were predicting Kevin McCarthy was going to have 35 to 40 seat majority in the House. It didn't happen. This will always be an issue. As I've said, you know, when I was in Congress, I was pro-life. My record reflects that. I think 15 weeks is something that a majority of Americans could be on. But this was also this was an issue in 2022. It's going to be an issue in 2024. But more importantly, I think one of the issues that we saw in 2022 was that Donald Trump failed to grow the electorate. He failed to grow the Republican brand amongst women with college degrees, with folks in the black and brown communities, and with people under the age of 35. And so he's proven to be a loser. He hasn't won an election since 2016. And, you know, this is another thing that was a new weight around Republicans' necks. And that's why I think this feuding that he's doing with Kim Reynolds is absolutely unnecessary. She's someone that has helped make the state of Iowa a red state. She's a good governor, has respect around the country. And instead of fighting with some of our successful governors, I think Donald Trump should be putting his ideas out on what his vision for the future is, not having an axe to grind and trying to get everybody to kiss his butt.
Yeah, there you go. That's why he probably will not win the Republican nomination for president. Stay where you are. Coming up, a woman who wants to be mayor of Las Vegas. Victoria Seaman has worked very, very hard as a Ward 2 councilwoman. She's been in the legislature. Now she wants to try out mayor. And you know what? She is a hard, hard worker. We'll get a chance to hear from her coming up in our next segment as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at finlaymazda.com.
Well, it's 2:30 already, and as we look at the traffic cams right now, do expect delays in several areas on the freeways. Both directions on Interstate 515, we are seeing very slow conditions. Southbound 515 at Flamingo, northbound Interstate 515 at Galleria Drive down there in Henderson, bumper to bumper through there. Also, heavy volumes on Interstate 15 northbound as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium. Yeah, that's between Sunset and Tropicana. Bumper-to-bumper flows there as well. You're backed up 15 south at Sahara, and watch for accidents Santa Barbara at Tropicana and Blue Diamond at Torrey Pines.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Just 3 days after Northwestern University fired longtime football coach Pat Fitzgerald amid a hazing scandal, Northwestern baseball coach Jim Foster was fired Thursday after an internal probe revealed he engaged in bullying and abusive behavior. Major League Baseball tonight, the second half of the schedule kicks off. The NL East leading Braves are home against the White Sox. In the NL Central, the Reds and Brewers square off. Milwaukee just a game behind the division leading Reds. The Dodgers lead the NL West by percentage points over the Diamondbacks. Arizona visits Toronto, while the Dodgers are in New York to face the Mets. The American League East leading Rays are on the road to Kansas City. The Guardians lead the American League Central by a half game over the Twins. Minnesota's at Oakland while the Guardians visit the Rangers. Texas leads the American League West by 2 games over the Astros. Houston's on the road visiting the Angels. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Want my secret for how to prep for summer getaways and get-togethers and get everything for less? Kohl's. I just went shopping and saved big on sunny day essentials like tees, tank tops, shorts, capris, swimwear, and beach towels. Because for every one I bought, I was able to get a second for only $1. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So head to Kohl's and find the top styles for the lowest prices. You'll thank me later. Select styles. Offers end July 13th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Turn your home into restricted airspace. Tell incoming flights you want them diverted. The new Raid Essentials light trap plugs into the wall and uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes. Its 24/7 continuous attraction provides insecticide-free protection that's people and pet friendly. Consider air service interrupted. New Raid Essentials light trap, insecticide-free protection.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers. After 22 years, Huntington Jewelers West Sahara store will be closing at the end of July. My listeners are invited to a special closing sale. Stop by today to receive up to 50% off every piece of jewelry in the store. Hurry in to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Jenny O's new second location in Summerlin in the Trails Village Center is now open. It's been remodeled into an award-winning store. Jenny O is the queen of color. She knows everything about diamonds and has a love and a passion for rare, one-of-a-kind color. I'm a witness. I buy all my wife Cindy's diamonds and all my wedding rings and watches at Huntington Jewelers. We got incredible value, and we get nonstop compliments everywhere we go. It's my go-to jeweler. Don't miss the 50% off closing sale at Jenny O's Huntington Jewelers on West Sahara between Tenaya and Buffalo, across from Mercedes. Just say, War sent me, or visit them online at HuntingtonJewelers.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
She's a Ward 2 city councilwoman. She is running to become mayor of the city of Las Vegas. We're talking about Victoria Seaman, and I had a chance to visit with her earlier today and asked if she's ready for the heat this weekend.
I sure am, Kevin.
you're not canceling anything or maybe postponing something and for a cooler weekend?
Oh, no. Our breakfast buzz, War 2 Biz, is tomorrow, 9 to 10, at the pavilion at the Veterans Memorial near the pavilion pool, and we are going forward with it. You know, it's funny, you're playing that song, and I'm thinking, we celebrate every day. My team and I work 7 days a week, and we just celebrate every day as another beautiful day that we can be here and in the city of Las Vegas and serve the public.
Does the council work all through the summer? I know a lot of communities they take Fridays off, or they take this week off, or they take a month off, whatever it is. You guys work all the way through?
We do. Now my staff gets a vacation time, and they get to decide when they would like to take it. But we work all through the summer, and, you know, it's Monday through Thursday is when the city is open. But my staff forwards our phones and takes calls through the weekend. They alternate, and we get on cases that are happening in our ward every single day. So I think it resonates with this constituents that we do work this hard. I mean, somebody sent me something from next door, and it said, you know, that our team is just on it. We're working very hard, and they get an answer right away. I like that public servants to hear that about other public servants too, because it's really important. We're elected, and we're supposed to represent the constituents, so we take that very seriously.
Run through a couple of the events. And one of the things I love about what you and your staff do is you create events in Ward 2 that are absolutely amazing. Can you run down just a couple of them to give folks a flavor of what it is you guys are up to?
Yeah, I mean, we do a monthly Breakfast Buzz Ward 2 Biz. Twice a year, we do a shredding event. Twice a year, we do Art in the Park, where we feature local artists. We started last fall, a pet adoption fair, which we are continuing. That will be twice a year. We just started an anti-human trafficking event because we were asked to host one at City Hall for AIA and Power to Parent. And so now it was so successful, we're doing that, a couple times a year. We just did a town hall with Sheriff McMahill. And now I just met with 10,000 Beds yesterday, a very interesting organization for the homeless recovery population, and we are now going to do an event for them in the fall and business roundtable in the fall as well. So, yes, we are constantly coming up with events to benefit the community, and it brings the community together. And I love doing it, and my staff just rolls their eyes when I say I have another idea, because they know something's coming where we're going to be working even harder. But I'm
that's
so
great,
grateful.
Though.
I could not do this, Kevin, without my team. I could not. So it's
that
great.
Is amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You have the added burden now of not just patrolling Ward 2, but you've got to look at the entire city of Las Vegas because you're running for mayor. Can you give me a sense of what you are hearing? I know you give a great stump speech, and I love listening to you talk, but you also listen. What are you hearing from constituents outside of Ward 2?
Well, that's a very interesting question because, you know, I have been going all through the city and spending time with leaders in different areas. And recently I was with some pastors in the wealthy ministries, and they're very concerned about their ward. You know, it looks like an area that's been neglected for years. And so we just recently did a trash cleanup over there just to put a spotlight on what needs to be done in this area. You know, as mayor, it will be my purview, every single ward, and I don't want any ward left behind. And people know the work that I'm doing in Ward 2, and you can count on me to make sure that this happens throughout the city. Now, you have council members in those areas, but I will be making sure that we're not leaving any ward or any area in neglect or behind. The second thing that I'm hearing is public safety. So I work really closely with Metro. I work really closely with our marshals. I work really closely with Kevin McMahill, our wonderful sheriff, to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep the public safe.
I had a chance, earlier this week, a Monday, I talked with representative of the teachers union, and they don't have a contract for this coming year. Are you confident that we're going to have schools open on time and hopefully with teachers with a contract?
Well, I absolutely hope that our public officials are doing their job. That is not in my purview. I really have no say or control over that. But I can tell you this. They should be doing their job to make sure that the school's open. We are 50th out of 50th, not a good place to be. So we can't afford to not open our schools on time. And we need to start worrying about the children before we worry about anything else.
Let me just ask you, schools, obviously, we hope they will open on time. There's a big meeting on July 29th where teachers are going to get together and figure out what the next move is. Are you confident that the leadership in our school district is what it should be? The teachers themselves say they want Jara out. Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Once again, this isn't my purview. I do know that if we're doing our jobs, if our leaders were doing their jobs, we wouldn't be 50th out of 50th. So we need to hold them accountable. And we need to make sure if they're not doing their job that the voting population has a choice in who they elect in their school board. But we need to absolutely hold our leaders accountable. That's what I expect people to do of me, and I expect them to do it with all the other leaders. If you're not doing your job, you need to get the boot. So that's where I'm at. But it's not my purview, Kevin, but I do have a vote. I do have that ability to vote.
I do want to ask you because the legislature just concluded the 82nd Nevada legislature. I know it's not your purview, but what they do impacts all of us, whether we live in the city of Las Vegas or in Clark County. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on what went down over the course of 129 days?
Well, now that does affect the city, so I'm glad you asked that question. I think that we had a governor who did his job in vetoing some really bad legislation, so kudos to our governor. And I believe we have a great lobbying team at our city that made sure they were up there, making sure that they don't affect anything that we have to deal with all year round. I'm grateful that they didn't overturn our camping ban, which was what they were trying to do. They were also trying to make sure that we don't take away our ability to do charter schools, and we have an amazing charter school in the city of Las Vegas that is doing very well. One of the things that this legislature needs to do, even though it's not in my purview, at one time it was, where we were trying to break up the school district. My gosh, this needs to happen. There are so many things that we can do to improve our education, and the folks out there need to realize who they're voting for in that in those seats, because our children matter. And we need to break up the school district. We need to get school choice and opportunity scholarships. If we don't do that, we're going to remain 50th out of 50th. When I was in the legislature, we were 49th out of 50. They passed the commerce tax, which I voted against because I knew it wasn't going to change anything. And we went from 49th to 50th. We had a bill to break up the school district, and that ended up in an interim committee and didn't do much of anything. And I think that we need to really start voicing what we need and what we want in this city.
Victoria Seaman, running for mayor. She is a powerful, powerful woman who is seeking to lead our city as mayor. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
All personal injury attorneys are not the same. Sure, we all claim to do the same things, but that's where the similarities between Lerner & Rowe and all other law firms end. Lerner & Rowe was recently named the second most influential law firm in the country, and we've collected billions of dollars for our clients, with over $1 billion in the last 5 years alone. If you want real results after you've been hurt in a car wreck, call Lerner & Rowe today.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state offices. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting.
RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely hate what is going on in Washington, D.C. We've got a White House cocaine investigation that lasted about 7-8 days, and it's been horrible. I mean, with all the technology and the billions of dollars that we spend on technology, there's not enough technology to tell us whose bag of cocaine that was at the White House. Is that what we've come to? Sean Hannity, I thought, had the best take of all. This is cut six, by the way. And this was his reaction to the end of the White House cocaine investigation. Listen to this.
Secret Service has now officially ended their probe into the cocaine scandal at the Biden White House. Now, according to their 11-day investigation, 11 long days, we'll just never know who left a bag of cocaine behind in a secure, heavily monitored area of the West Wing of the White House. It will forever be apparently a mystery. Apparently, no fingerprints on the bag, no DNA evidence, no surveillance footage, no eyewitness accounts, no suspects at all whatsoever, although they do have a surveillance camera coverage of everybody walking into the West Wing. How about we look at all those people and interview every one of them first before we end an investigation? Now, we're talking about the most heavily monitored and secured building on the planet Earth. And new tonight, we're learning that this was not the first time illegal drugs were found in the Biden White House. It was the third time. The Secret Service just told members of Congress that this was the third time that an illegal substance was discovered in Joe Biden's White House in the West Wing. So my question is, why are we learning about these other two instances right now at this point? And the two other occasions involved marijuana. No one was ever charged. We were never told. Why was that hidden from the public? Now, obvious question. Is the Secret Service, like the DOJ and the FBI, are they now part of covering for someone at the Biden White House? So are they now willing to throw away their reputation in order to protect Joe Biden, his administration, for what would be a massive scandal? Let me ask this question. What if that white powdery substance that people shove up their nose happened to be anthrax? Or what if it was cocaine that was laced with fentanyl, which is not uncommon? Would the Secret Service have just brushed it off after a pathetic 11-day investigation? And by the way, what if this was the Trump White House? Do you really think federal investigators would drop the case after only 11 days? Anyone here believe that? They investigated the Russia hoax for 3 years. That case never should have been opened, according to Durham. They had no evidence at all whatsoever, and everything in the Steele dossier was false.
Should somebody lose their job at the White House for even letting that cocaine into the White House in the most secure building in America? Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group